like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. You know, never mind, don't take that, I'm gonna use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work, take that one. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton, in his new book, claims the president told him he was withholding military aid to Ukraine until investigations into Joe Biden were announced. President Trump denies it.
He wrote, he never complained about this all the time of this very public termination. If John Bolton said this, it was only to sell a book. That was the president on Twitter. The controversy is at the center of this impeachment trial, though, as Senate Democrats have been calling for Bolton and others close to the president to testify. Bolton has said he would testify if he was subpoenaed by the Senate.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Fans are mourning the loss of the former NBA star Kobe Bryant, killed in a helicopter crash with his 13-year-old daughter Gianna and 7 other people.
Kobe was a legend. He left a big legacy. He did a lot of amazing things.
That woman at the crash site in Calabasas, California, the helicopter crashed into a hillside in foggy weather. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 18 days away. 7:03.
Something sweet from the folks at Hershey. I don't spend money on a rose that's red. My baby wants something brown instead. Don't want the lingerie that's made out of silk. She just wants some chocolate that's made with milk. Don't want no sexy things made out of lace. My baby just wants to feed her face.
Seems so cliche, but we'll tell you how to solve that problem in just a moment. It's 4 minutes past 7 o'clock. So far, weather in a word today. I was just outside checking. Dank. Still looks dank.
Tomorrow, I think, will be visibility will be a lot lower here in central Alabama.
Let's get the scoop.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's particularly dank in some places. We're dense fog advisory in effect for much of east central Alabama until 9 o'clock this morning. Visibility 3 miles out at the airport right now in what they are saying is mist. You'll be in and out of the foggy, drizzly areas, just enough to get your windshield wipers going. Improvement later in the day today with a high around 60. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low in the upper 30s, and patchy fog late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. I think it's going to be an issue. There'll probably be a dense fog advisory at this time tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow after the fog, gradual sunshine filters in later, high 63, not bad at the end of January. Scattered showers Wednesday, upper 50s to near 60 Wednesday and Thursday. Dry on Thursday, more scattered showers Friday, so 3 storm systems in 1 week, and maybe an isolated leftover shower Saturday, but I think much of the weekend is in pretty good shape, looks to me. Right now, this morning, misty and 46 degrees, cloudy skies, 7:06.
Monday morning.
Monday is the worst.
You all right? Tough weekend?
We're back!
Yeah. I've got 2 ears, and they're tuned to the station.
Welcome back to the show that we're doing right now.
God, I miss this place. Let me just soak it in.
I'm not a morning person. Not good with that whole portion of the day.
Why are you up so early?
Gotta make a living, man.
You got a hell of a way to make a living.
Yeah, it is.
Showtime!
From AT's, the afternoon show, Happy Hour. I have my tabloids over the weekend. In direct into my mailbox. And the National Enquirer, the lead story. Meghan demands $90 million payout.
What do you mean? A payout from who? What does that mean?
Apparently, she's got she's going to dish on the royal beans or something. I don't know. She's been exposed to palace secrets that they probably don't want out.
So she's kidding.
Unless they buy her silence.
That sounds like extortion.
What haven't we heard about the palace? What would be shocking today anyway? Nothing would surprise you. We already know about Andrew.
It's all out there.
Yeah, but the story that really touched my heart. Look at this picture of Katie Holmes. She weighs 92 pounds.
You're kidding me.
No, and she's a beautiful woman. Just wasting away. But we're not sure why he's wasting away.
Is it sickness? We don't know.
You're gonna have to listen this afternoon, Rich. I know you don't, but
no, listen. Yeah, I did listen Friday afternoon. You guys had a great show. I think I heard some of Thursday. I don't listen every single day. As you take this moment to, we're gonna have to get you some hot water, some tea, and some lemon. I mean, some honey and lemon.
Why does that jar of honey look like a shaken root beer?
You know, it looks pretty rough.
But honey's supposed to be the only food that can't spoil.
It's not supposed to be able to spoil. No.
You're right.
What, is it in the freezer? It looks like it was in the freezer.
No, it was in the cabinet above the spatulas.
Okay.
The spatula cabinet. Please do not put things that are non-spatula into my cabinet. It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Our thanks to Papa John for those farm fresh eggs this morning, huh?
Oh, it was absolutely delicious.
8 minutes after. Now, for that original Valentine's Day gift, the one that says, wow, you really put some thought into this. This is a great idea. I absolutely love it. Then please go to Brian Jewelry, as so many have over the last 6.5 decades, to a group of people that has the experience of taking a semi-panic customer, has to have something for Valentine's Day, but just doesn't want to throw money on a wild guess. They'll talk to you about the person you're shopping for and make suggestions based on the answers to those probative questions that you provide. And they can also take an existing piece in their collection to modify it. And even better, if you have an idea, you can drive all over the place hoping to luck into it or just go to Brian Jewelry and have them create it. If you want to go that route, I would go soon because it does take a couple of days. But that's what professional jewelers do. You can build a watch with help from Brian Jewelry and put your own custom stamp on it. And anything that you buy there, get free care and cleaning for the lifetime you own it. And of course, if it's a watch and it needs repair, you just bring it right back to Kenny and Lynn and that great team at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join their club online at brianjewelry.com. Save your $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. How's the...
It's like the sausage is on steroids.
It was good downstairs.
Seeing it downstairs.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing sausage.
I have a crap intro, convoluted intro for Random Facts, but I'm blaming it on, I'm not 100%. Not contagious. If it's weak, it's because I'm under the weather. If it's great, it's just because I'm so creative. That could be a time of 7-Eleven is your local news.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Making news across Alabama, a Birmingham police officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot while responding to a robbery call. The officer has been identified as John Finke. He was shot twice in the stomach and once under the arm, hitting vital organ areas. The two suspects in the shooting are in police custody. Reaction from around the world is pouring in this morning. Retired NBA superstar Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash that killed 8 others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a probe and sent a team to the crash site in Southern California. Montgomery's Eastdale Mall now has a new owner. Namdar Realty Group, one of the largest mall owners in the U.S., has purchased the property with plans to revitalize and grow the mall by adding more stores and food options. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't want to do it. Spend too many hours working for the little pay I'm earning. That's why my finances are screwed. Man, I hate Mondays. 20 minutes late for work now. Driving while I pluck my eyebrows. A rush hour traffic commute. Man, I hate Mondays. I don't get off work till 5. Can't be late or I'll be in trouble. TV lying on my couch. I take a nap and order food. But I'm working Monday. Yes, Monday. None of my dreams came true. Cause I'm working Monday. Yes, Monday. I'm in a crappy mood on this commute.
And now,
here's our favorite Shlemiel with
the random facts.
Shlemiel. Shlemazel. I had a choice.
I was trying to figure out what you were saying.
I knew what he was going with.
It's from the Laverne and Shirley King.
I got you.
Excuse me.
I have a good excuse.
I suck at this job.
Did you know Ariana Grande tried to get a Japanese tattoo that read Seven Rings, but found out later that it read Small Charcoal Grill. She attempted to correct it. It was still wrong. And then read Japanese Barbecue Finger.
And what do you do with that?
Be careful with that stuff.
Can you change this to Mom?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
goodness.
We should change our call letters to W-A-R-D.
Ward?
The ward.
The ward, yeah. The sick ward. Did you know the movie Independence Day was originally meant to have support from the United States Armed Forces?
Yes.
But they backed out of it. You know why?
Because Bill Clinton was president?
No.
I mean, when that movie came out, he was president.
He was.
And I'm trying to picture Bill Clinton doing what the president in that movie did. And it made it a comedy to me. Although I did cheer that helicopter scene.
No, the armed forces backed out when the references to Area 51 were not removed from the script.
We want to pretend that there is no such thing.
Yeah. It's a strange one that, you know, it was the whole thing puts the military in a good light, and so that's usually when, you know, they'll let you use their stuff.
They're cooperating in a big way.
Yeah. Except Area 51. Well, okay, never mind then. Yeah. Did you know one of the reasons achieving happiness can be so difficult for humans is something called prevalence-induced concept change? This is when your life improves so much that bad experiences start to decrease. So your brain automatically makes other less bad experiences seem worse than what they actually are.
I've never heard of that condition before.
Prevalent induced contrast change.
Concept change, yeah.
Concept change.
So then the less bad things are... Yeah, just being careful.
Would you handle that for me, Winnie the Pooh?
Did you know, during the 1936 Olympics, the medals for basketball were awarded by Dr. James Naismith. I guess that's how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah, it is.
The inventor of basketball.
Correct. 1893, yeah. I believe. Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice honor.
Did you know a hydroelectric dam in China
China,
is responsible for slowing the Earth's rotation and increasing the length of a day by 0.06 microseconds.
What? Why?
It also, I don't exactly know why. It also results in the shifting of the north and south poles by 2 centimeters.
Wow.
I don't exactly know why that is the case.
Is that located near Hunan?
Yeah, I don't know. It's in China, but I'm not sure where in China. Let's see. Oh, okay. Dams are usually in lower latitudes, so they don't freeze. But being close to the equator, they speed up the Earth's rotation.
Never heard this one before, yeah. And I've watched engineering catastrophes ad nauseum.
Yeah. So far, not a catastrophe, but yeah. Did you know the oldest law enforcement body in the United States, founded by Benjamin Franklin?
The post office.
It's the U.S. Postal Inspectors. Yeah.
Hey. Do I get bonus points for that?
Sure. You get extra honey or some lemon. I don't know.
I just guessed only because I know the Postal Service has the ability to enforce rules or arrest people that break crime.
They're law enforcement agencies, in a sense, yes. They have the same ability.
Did you ever see that story where was it the Hope Diamond that they mailed?
They mailed it regularly. So they made a big production out of one shipment.
Right.
But in that one shipment was absolutely nothing or nothing of value. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, regularly shipped. In just regular mail. They shipped off the one, I guess it was some expensive, may have been the Hope Diamond, I don't know what it was, but...
And that was the inspiration for the Andy Griffith episode where the gold truck is coming through Mayberry.
I can just see the UPS person say, anything special in here? We need to insure this? No, just regular stuff. Just regular stuff.
Did you know that Dire Straits, the band... Mm-hmm. Allowed Weird Al Yankovic to parody Money for Nothing, but only on the condition that they be allowed to play the guitar and synthesizer for the album recording.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Awfully nice of
him. One more.
You make your money on the MTV.
Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about Ulysses S. Grant. The word undermine, when you undermine someone's authority.
Well...
You can tell us who's buried in Grant's tomb.
Right, yeah. A church located in the Ivory Coast. And we'll talk about flight. The first manned flight. All coming up.
All right. We're soldiering through it today here.
Yeah, we are.
At 3 Men and a Bailey. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a food outlet like I am every Sunday morning. Ever so reliably sending Bailey Grahams. To a certain dog so she'd know that the fresh chicken tenders would be there. And yesterday, once again, I bought 3 packages. There are about 8 per package. They're big. It's $2.99 a pound for a boneless chicken tender. And they're so good. And that's about, at minimum, $3 less a pound than you'll pay. Not just at the chain grocery stores, but like Big Blue and others. When I go there and realize what they're charging people for meat, especially, it's like you're getting ripped off. Sirloin pork chops at Food Outlet, 97 cents a pound, and they were out. They had sold out of chuck roast. They'll be resupplied this morning, I'm sure. $3.94 for a chuck roast. Big, beefy, beautifully trimmed chuck roast. Gwaltney bacon is $2.95 a pound. There will be BLTs this week, boys. And I guess I had some of this Milo's tea so I could put some of this honey in it.
Yeah, that would help you.
And soothe the throat a little bit.
But you do sound a little bit better right now.
My energy's good. Definitely feel better. Just a little lag in the throat here. It's no big deal. $2.38 for a gallon of Milo's tea. And more, you'll save throughout the store. Bought a pint of grape tomatoes. $1 for a whole pint of grape tomatoes at Food Outlet. You'll save in every department. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. These are just some specials they do every week. Make that big weekly grocery shop with them and start saving real money. In Millbrook on Highway 14, in the preferred community on Main Street, west of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard. Met another listener yesterday, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 7:21.
Good morning, Montgomery. 93 Skywatch traffic. We are very busy around the city. School zones are in effect right now. Watch out for the buses and kids. Moderate to heavy traffic on the boulevard around town. Atlanta Highway is busy. Taylor Road, I-65 and 85. We have moderate to heavy traffic through downtown. No issues at the interchange. No new accidents to tell you about. I-85 northbound, mile marker 16. That's just past Wall. We have an accident out that way. Use caution if you're traveling that way. We had a car marooned in the center lane. And Highway 14 is open now between Fire Tower and the Georgia Road. That accident overnight had it closed this morning, but it is reopened now. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, don't forget, a pop quiz follows
random facts.
Yeah, excuse me. Did you know, do you know what predates the first manned flights by over 2,000 years?
First manned flights. Birds?
Not birds. It's man-made, but it's not manned.
Okay.
Balloons?
No.
I remember when they filled up Curly and the Three Stooges. He had that rubber thing that dried, and they tried to peel it off of him by filling him up with helium, and he floated out of the barn.
I do remember that.
Dizzy Pilots. That's a funny one.
Yeah.
Paper planes.
Oh, God. I would have never. That would have been a great conundrum.
Yeah.
You know, I bet kids today cannot make a paper plane.
Probably not.
You know?
They don't know what they're missing.
Paper planes, predate flight by over 2,000 years. Did you know what the S in Ulysses S. Grant's?
Samuel?
Actually, no, it doesn't stand for anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the result of an error from an Ohio congressman named Thomas Hammer, who accidentally wrote the future general president's name as Ulysses S. Grant.
Didn't his friends call him Sam?
I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
Most they said, put the bottle down. Wake up.
Well, But when he started winning some wars out west, Lincoln said, find out what he drinks and send him a case.
Send him a case, right. That's I just read that. Yeah. You probably told me that.
At birth, his initials were H-U-G, so I guess Ulysses was his middle name. He disliked it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
What do you call him for short?
Yule. Did you know the word undermine, as it's, huh?
It was, he was, his friends called him Sam.
Yeah.
His friends. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The word undermine has its origins in the tunnel warfare technique to literally mine under the fortress or defensive walls of the city by building tunnels to weaken its foundation and make it susceptible to attack. That's where the word undermine comes from.
Okay.
I just got a Facebook message from Steve Knuckles, who sent me a photo of the Chinese dam.
Oh.
And it is huge.
It's gigantic, yes.
Yeah.
Three Gorges? Yes, Three Gorges Dam.
Very impressive. And Steve, thank you for listening, and thank you for sending this. Damn!
Let's see, we did undermine. Okay, and finally, the largest church in the world is located in the Ivory Coast, and it mostly lies empty. It is the Basilica of Our Lady of Peace. Constructed between 1985 and 1989.
Really?
Yeah. Some states that it cost $175 million, $300 million, $400 million, ranging as high as $600 million. It is located... Let's see, where is this? Yeesh. Yamoussoukro. I don't know exactly where that's at. But yeah. Anyway... Yeah, Guinness World Record says it is the largest church in the world, having surpassed the previous record holder, St. Peter's Basilica, upon completion.
Where does Fraser rank on that list? It's got to be up there.
Fraser is huge. It's like a mall.
I almost had to take a taxi back to my car one day because we were voting, and it was all the way
part to the right. There's gift shops. There's amusement parks. There's.
It can accommodate 18,000 worshipers compared to 60,000 for St. Peter's. Ordinary services conducted at the Basilica are usually attended by only a few hundred people. It is administered by Polish Palatines at a cost of $1.5 million annually. So those are your random
facts.
If
it's a religion, it's like Palestine, Palatine. If it's a cracker, it's saltine.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Palatines, then, yes.
That's the kind of crap info you're only going to get here.
I think the honey's getting to him.
Yeah, maybe, what's that? When Barney used to get drunk, the cider hardened. Maybe the honey hardened. Anyway, we announced our rocket scientist earlier this morning, and we actually had a couple of stories that fit the criterion. For that, and animal stories, by the way, coming up in just a little bit, including a Bigfoot sighting.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, this one looks pretty legit.
Is Bigfoot and Sasquatch the same thing, or is there two different?
I think they take that very personal.
Okay.
We gave it to the state of Vermont for being the first state to consider putting emojis on license plates.
Right.
We have a happy face with a...
But you said Australia did it first, though, right?
They're doing it in one city, one state of Australia, one of their 57 states. Anyway, that's what we bring you in that feature, moments of genius or moments of monumental stupidity like rocket scientists. But the smart play here in the River Region. A, sign up for MySpot.crime so you know that... You have your finger on everything that goes on in this town. If it doesn't happen to you or a friend, you're not going to hear about it, and the news just doesn't have time to report it all. But when you see it, they send you weekly updates within a certain radius of whatever you set for your home. Then you realize, you know, maybe I should listen to Greg and call Applied Security and have them set up a system at my house. They do it for homes. They do it for businesses. They can also secure properties, industrial, whatever you got. They can monitor it, and they are local. So when you need assistance or repair, whatever. They're a phone call away at 279-8338. They are in their fourth decade of providing security. They can do anything any other security can do, including the monitoring, fire, cameras, you name it, they got it. And they can assume your monitoring for under $30 a month. Applied Security, 279-8338, 279-8338 for Mark and Vicky. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey. What's up?
Here's a bit of information. When they opened all the gates on the Three Gorges Dam initially, it was so much water moving through that, it actually slowed the rotation of the Earth by a fraction of a second.
And how many people had to be relocated to build that that whole project? It took
it
years.
Was several million people.
Right.
Well, I mean, there were towns that were thousands of years old that were destroyed.
Well, in China, you know, when you have a totalitarian government, hey, we're putting a dam here, we're taking your property by.
Get out of here.
When they say eminent domain in China, they mean it. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, there's some great documentaries on Three Gorges.
I've seen
that. Worth
yeah.
watching. Yeah, yeah. And that was one of the statistics they gave, and I was just like, no way. And I, you know, checked on it. Sure enough, it was true.
Yeah.
Wow. David, we appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Here is Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the... And where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? I had it a minute ago. Yes, we talked about the U.S. Postal Inspectors being the oldest law enforcement body in the U.S. Who founded it?
It's the layup from Monday morning, 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at the food outlet Nurse Joe.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're after the 7:30 mark on the clock. That means it is about to get very busy on I-85 and 65 inbound into Montgomery. We're already seeing moderate to heavy traffic at times through the interchange downtown, and it is going to get busier as we get closer to 8 o'clock. One little fender bender can cause a lot of people heartburn this time of the morning. Please drive carefully. The Boulevard, very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road this morning. We have no new accidents to tell you about that we know of at this time. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, we're ready to take a call here. It was first did, Jay. This is Crawdad.
Doggone, I got in. How y'all this morning?
You sound like we do.
Yeah, well, I caught it from one of y'all.
Oh, boy.
Radio.
This is a powerful transmitter we have.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't even drink Corona.
This is not going to be good for sales of Corona.
No, it's not. Hey, Crawdad, do you know who did the postal inspectors? Who founded that?
Who's responsible?
I'm going to say Benjamin Franklin.
That's exactly
you
right.
Are correct.
He was the first.
You got it right. Congratulations. You got yourself a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet.
Sorry, I put my dinger into manual mode.
They have cough syrup over there.
Cough syrup over there? Maybe they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good
deal. They have everything you need there.
That's a really nice little store. You know, one time I was in there, and one of the guys was stocking the shelves, and he saw me in my wheelchair, and he said, if you need anything, you come find me, and I'll get it for you. Not only did he help me do that, he carried everything out to the car and loaded it.
They're great. They are great.
What a nice kid.
Yep. All right, hang on, Crawdad. Let's say good morning to JL. You just missed.
Yes, sir. I'm the second caller for the fourth time.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
man. I
always missed it by that much.
Just by that much, but don't worry. Your day is coming. You will be a raisin at cost plus 10% in the sun soon.
That's right.
And our first caller didn't want us to talk to them. Probably a little ticked off.
Maybe. Perhaps.
At 7:36, animal stories coming up, including the latest on Bigfoot.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Looking at some of these airport visibilities here. Alexander City, 3/4 mile in fog and mist. Danley Field, 3 miles. So it's a little misty and drizzly in spots this morning. Not a Chamber of Commerce morning, but things will get better later with a high temperature today up to about 60. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight with dense fog late tonight. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, after the fog issue burns off, we'll have gradual sunshine filter in later in the day, high 63. So the afternoon tomorrow is nice. Scattered showers Wednesday, upper 50s to near 60 on Wednesday and Thursday, then dry Thursday, scattered showers Friday, and maybe an isolated leftover shower on Saturday, but much of the weekend ahead. Looks okay to me. Right now this morning, with that mist in the air and a little bit of fog in spots, it's 46 now at 7:38.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It has been the phrase that has defined Vegas for many years, actually quite the brilliant marketing campaign. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Vegas. Well, man, guess what? They're changing it.
What?
Yes. But I can't tell you what to right now. This is called a tease. So we'll have that for you a little bit later.
Oh, you got me.
And a list of the potential slogans that Vegas may adopt. 7:38, we have Fox Business, your local news. And then today's edition of Animal Stories with a special contribution from Eddie Bader.
Great.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dow futures have been down more than 400 points this morning with concerns that the coronavirus and the closings of businesses in China will impact the global economy. Craig Dismuke, chief economist at Vining Sparks, tells FBN the market is repeating the same pattern we saw during the SARS virus.
As that played out, you saw stocks fall. The Dow or the S&P was down almost 10% year to date at the middle of that. Bond yields fell, then they shot back higher, then they fell back again. And so certainly it can create a lot of volatility for the markets.
Walmart is offering workers $12 an hour in some stores to attract new workers. It's only offering the higher wage in 500 of its approximately 4,700 stores in the U.S. It has been paying $11 an hour since early 2018. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
You're enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Oh boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it's going to get better.
Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks.
Reaction from around the world is pouring in this morning. Retired NBA superstar Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash that killed eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a probe and sent a team to the crash site in Southern California. Making news across Alabama, a Birmingham police officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot while responding to a robbery call. The officer has been identified as John Finke. He was shot twice in the stomach and once under the arm, hitting vital organ areas. The two suspects in the shooting are in police custody. Montgomery's Eastdale Mall now has a new owner. Namdar Realty Group, one of the largest mall owners in the U.S., has purchased the property with plans to revitalize and grow the mall by adding more stores and food options. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Monday!
Waking up early.
Monday!
My eyes are blurry.
Monday!
Start of the rat race.
Monday!
The boss in my face. Monday!
Simba! At 7:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM, it is time for today's edition of Animal Stories from around the world. Wolfman.
Perfect.
At least he's on time today.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah, I know the feeling. From correspondent Eddie Bader, we have this story. It's about a honey badger.
Oh, no. I thought you only do that for bears. But
no, badgers too now, too. Rich.
Oh, I got you.
A honey badger sounds like a relatively innocent little kind of creature, but look, the honey badger is pretty intimidating. This badger in a wildlife center in South Africa escaped his enclosure twice. Why? I'll bet you're asking.
Why?
Why?
He wanted to fight the lions in the exhibit next door.
Ooh.
Check this out. The honey badger built a pile out of rocks and sticks.
Sticks!
Sticks to be able to climb over and get at the lions. But guess how they solved this problem? How they knocked off his aggression.
I don't know.
They found him a mate. And nothing brings peace like a friendly mate. All right. Now, that's a true story, and I'm going to post this on Facebook for you. Bigfoot has been spotted in Washington State. Not just anywhere, but in the other, you know, close to locations where Bigfoot's been seen before. And boy, do I have a realistic picture to post on Facebook. Earlier this week, the Washington Department of Transportation, the state, captured photos of the creature on its Sherman Pass webcam.
Now, why don't I see it here? Why is
it's
it?
It's coming. It's coming. Oh. Now, officials are saying they have a video of the legend in a completely different location. The Transportation Department Twitter account for Snoqualmie Pass shared a video of what appears to be a Bigfoot walking along the wildlife overcrossing on Interstate 90. There's the picture.
Oh, wait a minute. Wow. Hold on.
Yeah. According to the Washington State Department of Transportation, happy Friday. It was soggy and foggy. It seems we're in store for more of that today. Even once the sun comes up, keep the headlights on for visibility and watch for Bigfoot along with areas of standing water.
Well, that's pretty convincing.
And then get excited because the weekend's here. It's roughly 15 years. Different things have popped up in front of the camera, but this is the first time they've spotted a Bigfoot. And they show you the location of the camera, which is... You'll see all this when I post the story, but yeah. Bigfoot is back, boys and girls.
That was a close-up picture, too. That wasn't some fuzzy thing in the background, some fuzzy shades of gray in the background.
I have another story I could save for tomorrow in case it's a slow day in animal news. For those who are in need of a second set of wheels for the family, maybe you're driving around on something you really don't like but you can't buy because you think your credit will stop you. You haven't been to Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. You haven't sat down with Greg in the finance department and worked on your situation. Get yourself a good set of wheels, pay that loan down, and watch your credit score rocket back to an acceptable level. And they have some new additions in the category of vehicles under $10,000, including a 2014 Nissan Juke, which is a fun little car. This is a black one, and it looks like it just rolled off the assembly line. 2010 Toyota Venza base. That's $99.90, and going back for something with a little more beef on it, a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, just $5,800. Why should you consider vehicles in this group, or any group of Jack Ingram? Because they vet them. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles, and only a small fraction of what they bring in trade in their family of dealerships makes it to these lots. They got to earn their way in. A, good vehicle history. If it's showing up on Carfax with a lot of accidents, gone. If the interior was not well maintained, gone. And mostly, most of all and most importantly, the engine. If it doesn't pass muster with the Ingram mechanics, gone. They will not resell somebody else's troubles. Browse at jackingram.com or stop by and see Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass or online at jackingram.com. 749.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ghostbusters coming back with Bill Murray. Will it ever
end? Bill Murray!
When the film sequel didn't have a big star, who you gonna call?
Bill Murray!
'Cause it wasn't enough to bring back the car. Who you gonna call? A role that he played. A real life groundhog day.
What's the movie need?
Bill Murray!
To fill those seats.
Bill Murray!
It is 7:51. Yeah, they got Bill Murray for yet another Ghostbusters. So, interesting enough, the original was on one of the movie channels, and I was feeling like crap, so I surfed into it and stayed with it for a little bit. Just my opinion. I went and saw it in the theater when it came out and loved it, but watching it the other day, it just hasn't aged that well.
No, I won't watch it again, but I do watch Groundhog Day every once in a while. I'll go ahead and watch Groundhog Day. That's kind of entertaining.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the iPad.
Yep. Steve Jobs.
And we have a special edition of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Based on the iPad, who thinks they have what it takes to call and play with us? Play this game with us.
272-9228.
Is the number to call. 272-9228. Now, I could get out the Donnie and Marie torture music. I've got... That's the wrong one.
That's not Donnie or Marie.
No. Torture music is on page. Greg.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
Well, you don't want to hear that.
What's the Donnie and Marie torture music?
Between Jay and me, we have one whole person struggling. So we just need one person to play the game.
What is the Donnie and Marie torture music, by the way?
Oh, I forgot. It's not Donnie and Marie. It's that couple that looks like Donnie and Marie from the Lawrence Welk show.
Oh.
One toke over the line.
Oh, yeah.
That.
It's not really torture to me.
Don't you know?
I think that's more entertainment, really.
272-9228.
One of those new modern minstrels, or whatever it's called.
Modern,
spirituals.
Spirituals, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You're killing me. No rain in our house, by the way.
Nope.
I just got an update.
Is it raining?
Nostradamus just sent me an update.
Overnight, I had 0.02.
I haven't checked.
It's just ugly outside.
Yeah.
0.03.
272-9228. We read you a statement. You tell us whether it's true or baloney. If you get two out of three right, you win. If you get them all wrong, you win. And you have lifelines with Jay and Rich.
Who's got an iPad right here?
There you go. What more could you ask for? We've got the fixes in. Play. I know my plans for after the show have changed. I was going to go to Infusion.
You going to take a nap?
I shouldn't, at least for another, till tomorrow, till I've had 24 hours with this medicine. But I do have one that I have to go get at Adam's Drugs. Which I don't mind at all, because Adam's Drugs, man, that's like stopping by to visit friends. In fact, I do stop in there once in a while, even if I know I need something of him in the neighborhood. Lamar White and that great pharmacy group out there on Vaughan Road east of Taylor. He takes such great care of you. Yesterday, though, one had to be picked up at a non-Adams drugstore. And if I ever needed to be reminded, and I really didn't, why I love Adams Drugs, yesterday was the day. Impersonal, indifferent. On your way. No questions, no anything else you might need. This is what Adams Drugs has established to a level that it made him the Alabama Retailer of the Year. Customer service about the individual and not just being another face in a sea of faces at a box store pharmacy where they can really get to know you at all 12 locations. So go to AdamsDrugs.net if you've never been. Give them a try. They've got a totally modern computer system. They can get your insurance information in a matter of minutes and process your prescriptions. They do have the time to fight to give you every extra dollar they can on your copay and help you save money on top of everything else. Beautiful gift shops in the stores, mostly beautiful people who will take great care of you. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. All right, torture music after traffic.
morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. Taylor at Vaughn Minor accident. Hoping they get that one fixed up pretty quick. Also up in Prattville, a truck dropped part of its load on Highway 82 at Doster Industrial. The road is partially blocked there. We have very heavy traffic all around Montgomery. We got a slowdown on 65 at the Millbrook 143 on-ramp. Use caution there. I-85 and 65 very busy through downtown Montgomery this morning. And if you're in the vicinity of Highway 31 and Alabama 20, there's a donkey loose. You know it's Monday when you get a report of a loose donkey on the road. There you go. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza there at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
7:58, it's now our pleasure. See if that's a contestant. We must be on a three-minute delay today. I was just going to bring in the latest in American spirituals.
Uh-huh. From One Took Over the Line.
One Took Over the Line. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, this is... It's an unrelated call to the contest.
It's a Social Security question that Jay is trying to answer. We still need a contestant for True the Baloney, and that's why we're playing this.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Now, here's an attractive couple, Gail Farrell from Durant, Oklahoma, Dick Dale from Algona, Iowa. Excuse me. Let's listen to Gail and Dale and one of the newer songs.
I think my room was snoring. Chucking on a rough doobie.
Gail and Dale.
Zoom in camera two.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line.
Like JT in the ass.
Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time.
That was a couple.
Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Love. I hope it's me.
I hope it's me.
I've been changing.